This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I am not the first one to say this by a very long shot, but elections have consequences. And oftentimes, those consequences are economic. So let's do a little what-ifing here, shall we? What would have happened if the polls had been right and there was a Democratic sweep? And what's likely to happen in this economy the next few years if current trends hold? Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that one.
So a Democratic sweep of the House, the Senate, and the White House would likely mean more and larger coronavirus relief packages. That would drive economic growth, even factoring in proposed higher taxes on corporations and high-income earners. Seth Carpenter is chief U.S. economist with UBS.
The Democratic sweep scenario and our modeling of it would result in about 3.25 percentage points faster GDP growth in 2021 than either of the split government scenarios.
More GDP growth, more jobs. Specifically, UBS predicts the unemployment rate 2 years from now under a unified Democratic government would be at 3.7%. Under a divided government scenario, it would be 5.8%. The divided government scenarios, also known as gridlock, slow down recovery. Keith Wade is chief economist at Schroders, an international asset manager.
Whoever wins the presidency is going to be facing a split Congress, which will limit their room for maneuver.
Wade says a split Congress under Biden would probably pass more stimulus than one under Trump, adding 2 to 3 tenths of a percent more in terms of GDP growth. Mark Zandi is chief economist at Moody's Analytics.
If it's a Biden presidency with a split Congress, I would expect the economy to get back to full employment about 3 years from now.
A second-term Trump presidency with a split Congress, Zandi argues, would take several months longer to get the economy back to full employment.
Only because he's going to continue to pursue his trade war and restrictive immigration policies, which are very negative for the economy.
Whichever version of split government we might get, and whichever one would perform better, both scenarios involve more partisan bickering and economic muddling along. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.